Can you tell us about that? Brian Little?
Brian's not playing tonight. They list him as day-to-day. If we were at home, maybe a little more optimistic for our next game. He's got a four-hour flight to deal with, so we'll see how he comes off that. But we'll just leave him at day-to-day, but he won't go tonight.
How about for Matty Perreault getting a chance in that role?
Well, you know, that stems directly from his last stint at center in January when we lost all our centermen there for a bit. He came in and played really well there, so he'll get that spot. We've got a couple other places that we can move our center ice around tonight if we need to. But we liked his play in the third period in that hole.
Andrew Cobb comes back into the lineup. Can you tell us about anything about why he wasn't in the last game?
Yeah, I wanted to put Matty Perreault back at center ice and move Adam, change his minutes a little bit. That was it.
And Paul Postma got a chance to go in.
Yep.
How did you like his game?
I liked his game. I liked Adam Pardy's game as well, the game before. I liked Paul's game. And I also like the structure of our defense, so I want to give them. I'm gonna keep these guys kind of coming in and out of the lineup. I don't want to pull them. I don't want to rotate them every game. I've got to try to build some confidence there on the back end with these guys. But I like the way the rest of our defense sorted out with Paul in the lineup, and I liked his game.
What's Florida done so well this year to be atop of their division right now?
Well, they defend awfully well, and they move the puck. They've got an awful lot of speed. Pretty creative off that rush, and but I sum it up, really, really good sticks. You know, they knock a lot down, they make a lot of good plays, and they get some pretty darn fine goaltending night after night.
Hutchinson in goal tonight?
Yes.
Well, your team produced some passion and anger in that game the other night for a variety of reasons, I'm sure. How do you drive it back up to that level today? Do you need to do anything or say anything to them?
So this is a conversation that didn't start a couple of days ago. I mean, it's been a theme, and it's our challenge, and getting to the level that we need to play at to have success to compete sometimes is a learning process. It's not an easy thing to do, and we're going through that process right now, so that's our challenge. Night after night in the NHL, our team has to come out and compete at an exceptionally high level. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a lesson that we've got to make it ours. We've got to make that who we are. So we got another great opportunity to do it here tonight.
Can you share a thought on Jaromír Jágr and the season he's had, and maybe the career he's had, really?
Great learning lessons. I remember when he was first in, or better yet, when I was first in the league, because he had been in there for a couple of years, and how he could control the puck. And this is even just prior to, I mean, this is in the heyday of the clutch and grab and the grind and the hold, and you just couldn't contain him. You know, he's one of those rare players that wanted you to come to him, that wanted to get you on his back and off his hip, and then he'd just separate from you and take it to the nets. He is, you know what, and it's, from the outside, fun to watch. You get little glimpses in the guy, and that we had Ronnie Francis for a while in Carolina, and he said, you know, just a lot of great things about him. But watch a player kind of really come to appreciate the game and enjoy playing it and enjoy being around it. But to play at the level that he's played at for so many years, just spectacular to watch.
Thank you.